Today is the great solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. By the way, it's also the World Day of Prayer for the Sanctification of Priests. I always like to announce that. When we celebrate a heart, of course, we're celebrating love. A human heart, human love. Divine heart, divine love. Jesus is both human and divine, so his heart represents all love. Divine love, human love, the whole mystery of love contained in one beautiful image. Now we know that God is love. That's revealed in the scripture. Not only that he loves, but that he is love. Which means everything that he does, everything that comes forth from him is somehow an expression of love. Everything. Everything that is some reflection of or expression of love. Because where else would it come from? If God is love and everything comes from God, everything that is somehow reveals his love. So anything that we know that's beautiful, anything that's true, anything that's good is an expression of God's love. Now, that's certainly true, but our experience is that we keep running into things that are not beautiful and are not good and are not true. And so it's common for us human beings to suspect a limit to God's love, as if he sometimes loves when he does good things for us and he doesn't love us when he does bad things to us, or he loves some people and not other people, or he loves us when we're good but not when we're bad. And this is the sort of misunderstanding that keeps plaguing the human family. What does God do? He just keeps trying to reveal his love. He'll try anything and everything to make known to us who he is and what he does. He is love and he loves. So there are countless images, countless expressions in the prophets, in the law, in the whole Bible. Today's readings focus especially on the image of the shepherd. Not just any shepherd, but a loving shepherd, a good shepherd, a sacrificial shepherd, a joyful shepherd. It's a very beautiful image. And that's why this psalm that we said today is one of the most popular of all the psalms. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. And since he's a good shepherd, I don't have any needs. I shall not want. He's taking care of me. His love gives me security, provides for me, even if I'm in the dark valley. Only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life. Goodness and kindness, that's love of God, love of the heart of Jesus. So shepherd is one of the images. Jesus uses other images, the king, benevolent, merciful king, or especially the image of the Father, a Father who is willing to receive with joy his sinful son who comes back home. All images to try to reveal who God is, how he relates to us. Well, today is the image of the heart. As if to say, God is all heart. He's all heart. There's nothing in him that is not love, poured out love, sacrificial love. So this day gives us an opportunity to let that truth about God sink in and to renew our relationship with God. Because without relationship, love doesn't mean anything. You could say some things are true, but they're not connected to me somehow. Some things maybe are are beautiful, but they may or may not appeal to me. But when it comes to love, if we don't have a relationship of love, well, then it's nothing. So God is not content simply to show us himself. He wants to have a relationship with us. And nothing will stop him except us. On his side, the love is continually pouring out. He won't stop, no matter what we do. But on our part, we get distracted, or we get discouraged, or we get disgusted, or we whatever, and we don't always love in return. So God just keeps knocking at the door of our hearts, showing us his heart so that our hearts will respond. One of the most powerful revelations of love is Jesus on the cross. I would say the most powerful, the most extraordinary images of love, the most complete manifestations of the heart that we're celebrating is on the cross. Because on the cross, Jesus loves those who don't love him. Father, forgive them, he says. He makes clear that there's no limit to how much he will give for us. You know that passage in the Bible that says, where Jesus says, there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friend. There is no greater love. So there's no greater love than is revealed on the cross. St. Paul, in today's reading from the Romans, reflecting on this thing, says, well, this idea of laying down your life for someone, pretty hard to imagine that you would die even for a good person. He says, well, with difficulty does one die for a just person. He says, maybe for a good person, someone might go that far. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So he proves his love by showing that he'll die for us even when we're still sinners, even when we have not responded at all. That's what we see on the cross. Now, that's the extraordinary revelation of love, but the effect of it on us should be extraordinary gratitude, extraordinary hope. If God loves us this much, what do we have to fear? If God loves us this much, what is it that would prevent us from responding with love? What can separate us from the love of God? Nothing in creation, nothing in the world. The only thing is always our lack of response or failure of response. So this feast is just laying before us once again the beauty of the love of God revealed fully in Jesus Christ and appealing to us to respond with love for love.